There's conflicting evidence whether brushing with a sonic toothbrush is advantageous for adolescent orthodontic patients, and whether adding an interdental brush to a brushing routine is effective. To address this conflicting evidence, researchers at the University of Heidelberg in Germany designed a clinical trial to provide additional information. Their study results were published in the April 2014 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics, and I'd like to share some of their findings with you. Before revealing the results, let's talk a bit about the study methods. The trial was designed to look at differences in brushing protocols during the first 3 months of orthodontic treatment. It was conducted as a prospective, randomized clinical trial, meaning those that agreed to participate were randomly assigned to one of the four treatment groups. 118 orthodontic patients, ages 11 to 15, completed the trial. The participants were assigned randomly to one of four groups. Group 1 used a sonic toothbrush and had surface sealant. Group 2 used a manual toothbrush, an interdental brush, and had surface sealant. Group 3 was given a manual toothbrush and surface sealant, and group 4 a manual toothbrush with no surface sealant. All subjects were assessed at baseline and then every 4 weeks for the first 3 months. The assessments included several plaque indices to measure the amount and location of plaque, and the papillary bleeding index to assess gingival health. The toothbrushing duration was recorded using a stopwatch for all subjects, and they were instructed to brush using their assigned technique in the morning and before bed at night. Outcomes were compared among groups 1 to 3 to determine any differences in the brushing protocols, and groups 3 and 4 were compared to measure any impact of the sealant. Surprisingly, the authors found that the brushing time did not differ between sonic and manual brushes. It was just under 3 minutes on average. Overall plaque scores and gingival health did not differ between the sonic and manual brushes. Adding an interdental brush to the manual brush increased brushing time, but didn't make a difference on plaque or gingival health. The presence of surface sealant did not seem to impact plaque scores or gingival health. Overall, the study concluded that there was no advantage in using a sonic toothbrush compared to a manual brush, and no advantage could be seen when adding an interdental brush to a manual brushing protocol. The patients included in this study all had relatively good hygiene to start. The results may be different if individuals with poor hygiene habits were studied. Also, they didn't measure whether the surface sealant had any effect on decalcification, but just if it impacted plaque accumulation or gingival health. To find the full text of this article called A Randomized Clinical Trial Comparing the Impact of Different Oral Hygiene Protocols and Sealant Applications on Plaque, Gingival, and Caries Index Scores, take a look in the April 2014 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics.